Charlemagne's older brother Bobby was one of five inmates who died of COVID-19 at the Halava Correctional Facility last month.
Oh, my brother. You know, growing up, I mean, he was always that kolohi one in the family, you know, mischievous and stuff like that. But, you know, if you needed help, he was always there to help. He was just so excited to get out, you know, and he had so much to look forward to.
He was set to be released this week after serving more than 30 years for felony sexual assault. Manuel says her brother contracted COVID-19 at Halava and spent 3 weeks in the hospital before the family was notified. Bobby died 10 days later. Manuel says the family still hasn't heard from the Department of Public Safety.
I want someone to have some accountability and to find out why it took this long. I mean, it doesn't change anything, but then at least it gives us some answers. No other family should have to go through this.
State Public Safety Director Max Otani tells the Oversight Commission for Hawaii Correctional Systems that families aren't usually notified of an inmate's hospitalization for security reasons.
A lot of times it's security reasons, and it's unknown how long the person would be there. But family are usually notified if the inmate's condition takes a turn for the worse. And at that point, either a personal visit or virtual visit is offered.
Tommy Johnson, Deputy Director of Corrections, says the department doesn't always ask inmates if they'd like to notify their family members when they are hospitalized. But the department does notify family members if inmates ask.
And we can do that and try to set up the visitations. But again, if the inmates don't authorize us to release that information, we're not going to be able to release it.
Director Otani says oftentimes there's also conflicting information as to who the official point of contact may be for an inmate, and he doesn't want to release information to the wrong person. Commissioner and former judge Mike Towne says he gets the confidentiality argument, but he says that comes at a cost.
I'm more interested in this fatality review to figure out how we protect the next person, because when someone dies, gets everyone's attention.
For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.